The two white wolves threw back their heads and howled.
No, cried the wizard. You tricked me. You tricked me.
Let's get out of here, whispered Jack. He pulled Annie toward the ice columns.
Stop, shouted the wizard. You cannot escape me.
He grabbed Merlin's staff of strength. The wolves growled and yelped. The wizard pointed the staff at Jack and Annie. He started to say a spell.
Roy.
Wait, someone yelled. Teddy burst into the throne room. Wait, wait. The wizard held his staff in the air. He stared wildly at Teddy. His face was twisted with rage. We have something for you, Teddy shouted at the wizard. Kathleen, he called. Kathleen stepped out from behind the ice columns. With her was a young woman with long braids. The woman wore a flowing dress. Around her shoulders was a white feathered cloak. Her eyes rested on the wizard, and a radiant smile spread over her face. She began walking slowly toward the throne. The wizard lowered Merlin's staff of strength. He stared back at the young woman. All the color drained from his face. For a long moment, he was as still as a statue. Then an ice-blue tear leaked out of his frozen eye and ran down his white cheek. Jack and Annie stood with Kathleen and Teddy. They all watched the young woman and the ice wizard gaze silently at each other.
Is she his sister, the Swan Maiden? Whispered Annie.
Yes,
whispered Kathleen. The Swan Maiden spoke to the ice wizard in a strange language.
Vali veno wan.
The wizard did not answer. Tears flowed gently now from both his eyes.
Vali veno wan,
the Swan Maiden said again.
What's she saying? Jack asked.
She is saying, I have come back to forgive you, said Kathleen.
The wizard stood up. He walked down the steps from his throne. He gently touched the Swan Maiden's face as if to make sure she was real. Then he answered her softly in the strange language,
Vel, O one.
How did you find her? Jack asked Teddy.
A seal took us under the ice to the Isle of the Swans, said Teddy.
When we found her, I told her how much the wizard has missed her, said Kathleen. I also told her about the two of you and how you always help each other. I told her she should return to her brother and be his friend again.
The wizard and his sister kept speaking softly to each other in their strange language. Warm sunlight shimmered through the palace windows. Annie stepped forward.
Excuse me, she said.
The wizard looked at her.
My sister has returned home, he said with wonder. I can see with both eyes now. I can see perfectly.
I'm glad, said Annie. But now you must give Merlin and Morgan back to us.
The wizard looked at his sister. She nodded. The wizard held out Merlin's staff of strength.
Use this to bring them back, he said. Hold it tightly and call out for them.
He gave the staff to Annie. Annie could barely lift it by herself.
Hold it with me, Jack, she said.
Jack stepped forward and grabbed the magic staff. The smooth golden wood felt warm and vibrant in his hands. As they gripped the staff together, Annie threw back her head and called out,
Merlin and Morgan, come back!
A long burst of blue light shot out of the end of the staff and flashed toward the two white wolves. Suddenly, wolf eyes changed into human eyes. Wolf noses changed into human noses. Wolf mouths changed into human mouths. Wolf ears into human ears. Wolf paws into human hands and feet. Wolf fur into long red cloaks. The two white wolves were gone, and a man and a woman stood in their places.